Brady, co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and welcome to episode number 12, a dozen of the Hook Blast podcast. This is the podcast, as you know, where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray, and we're going to jump right into it with the first hook from a song called Hold Me Up by Stone Silk. That's Hold Me Up, and it doesn't have a publisher yet, so it's out there looking for a publishing deal. And the next hook we have up is from a song called My Favorite Escape. The music and lyrics were written by Tal Moore. The band performing it is The Quiet Revolution with Casey Bowles on lead vocals. Please shake my world till it breaks. Let me the writer of that song is Tal Moore. He's a 37-year-old songwriter residing in Los Angeles who immigrated to the U.S. on a visa based on exceptional ability in the arts. And he's worked with a friend of mine, Grammy-winning producer Jeff Bova. All right, I'd like to take a few minutes out in the middle of the podcast to talk about something Music X-Ray related. And today I just want to make a point that I've made previously, but perhaps articulate it in a bit different way. You know, there are pay-to-submit websites out there. And the way that they position themselves primarily is a service to artists to provide a pathway to the industry. But they often neglect the fact that in order to do that, they have to provide a service to the industry that the industry finds useful and engaging and an indispensable tool. And that's primarily how Music X-Ray positions itself. We are a pathway to industry professionals for musicians and artists and bands and songwriters. And we do that far and away better than anyone, and we're the leaders in that space. But we position ourselves as a filter for the industry. Our primary mission is to identify high potential songs and talent at the earliest possible stage for the music industry. Whether the music industry is looking for a hit song, or for an artist to sign to a label, or for a publishing deal, or for sync licenses in movies, television, advertising, and video games. For example, if you go to any of those other companies, and you ask them how they use music analysis software, how they use machine learning, how they use industry and fan crowdsourcing, or how they let the artists know what their chances of success are on the site, or how they do song-to-opportunity matching, or how they create a competitive system among industry professionals for the top songs and talent, or how much they invest in artists on their site, or how they foster greater levels of transparency, they have no answers. If you ask them if they're backed by reputable investors with strong track records in music and tech industries, or how many Harvard Business School case studies have been done on their work in that field, or if they've received any recognition for business model innovation, they have no answers. And I don't point that stuff out to boast or to diminish anyone. I say it because it's important that Music X-Ray is able to differentiate itself in the market, in the minds of musicians and songwriters and the entire ecosystem of the music industry. Because the pay-to-submit model has been done and it's tired and many musicians are jaded and the industry is nonplussed because these sites and platforms haven't really lived up to the promise of the identification of the high potential songs and talent. But the team here at Music X-Ray has dedicated years to this problem. There are 12 hours of audio uploaded to SoundCloud every minute, and we've talked about how difficult it is to get the attention of the industry when you're doing it through the traditional means like email and Facebook and LinkedIn. So if I've made any point successfully over the past 12 episodes of the Hook Blast podcast, I hope that this is it. I hope that you can hear the music on this podcast and hear the types of music that we're uncovering. And again, this podcast does only cover genres of music that are typically featuring hooks like pop and hip-hop and EDM and country. But there are nearly 1,000 songs and bands on Music X-Ray getting selected for some sort of opportunity every month. And almost none of the industry professionals on Music X-Ray are found on any of the other sites that are out there, because they recognize Music X-Ray as a mature, useful, sometimes indispensable tool for finding what they need for their next foray into the market. All right, so enough of that. And the next hook that we have up is from a song called Devil's Desire, and the artist is Party After Paradise. Desire, attire. That song, Devil's Desire, was written and produced by the band, and they worked with producer Ed Ackerson at Flower Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Anecdotally, where I was born. Not in Flower Studio, in Minneapolis. All right, on the heels of that, we have a song called Love Supposed to Do. It puts a song inside my heart. The artist performing it is Don Gatlin. The publisher is Honey Tree Music. Yeah, Don Gatlin, he's currently touring as the lead singer for a band called Savannah Jack all over the U.S. He's opened for Kenny Rogers and Lady Antebellum and many other artists, and has also written for his longtime friend, Blake Shelton. And here we have Amber Hendricks with her song, Show You Crazy. That song was produced by Jonathan Roy from Nashville, Tennessee, and Amber Hendricks doesn't currently have a publishing company or a recording contract. She's a stage 3 cancer survivor and was told by her doctors that she would never regain her voice due to the surgeries and treatments on her head and neck, but she beat the odds, and she says she's released 2 singles so far, easy for me to say, and that one was Show You Crazy. And now we have the hook from a song called Focus by the artist Ticketism. Ticketism is all capital letters, TKTTSM, and the publishing company is Nicicle Music, owned by the band. And this song was originally written and recorded for a Hello Kitty pitch, but didn't end up getting that deal, but the song was so strong that they decided to go ahead and release it under their own name, and now it's a single. And speaking of songs with interesting anecdotes behind them, this next one coming up is called Turn Your Car Around, written and performed by Ben Novak. So why don't you turn your car around, forget your way back home, 'cause it's not me there anymore. Turn your car around. anecdote about that song. Ben placed that song with British pop star Lee Ryan. You might remember him from the boy band Blue. And for Lee Ryan, a few years ago, that song became a very popular hit in Europe, reaching number 2 on the charts in Italy, number 12 on the charts in the UK. It charted in 9 or 10 other countries, but it has never been a hit in the US. This song ought to be picked up and placed into a major artist here. This song is a hit. You can find it if you go look for Lee Ryan, and you'll hear it on one of his albums. It's called Turn Your Car Around. All right, and that is all the time we have today for the music from our Hook Blast podcast, episode number 12. Thanks for joining me. As always, all of these songs are copyrighted by their publishing companies or by the artists themselves. The way you get your songs onto this podcast is by making sure that they're trending among the music industry professional community at musicxray.com. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you back here next week with more Hooks. Have a great one. Bye-bye.